The way we see colors is dependent on how we see light. We see light because there's a big source of light in the middle of our solar system. Light is electromagnetics. This big source of light in the middle of our solar system is the sun, or the sol. The sol is a yellow star. We see light centered on yellow. Yellow is the brightest color to our eyes. Electromagnetic goes beyond yellow and all the colors that Newton made up for us. There are 7 colors in the rainbow. Why are there 7 colors in the rainbow? Why not 17? The colors start from red and go up to violet. Newton chose 7 when he was doing his study on electromagnetics because he thought 7 was a magic number. He introduced indigo, which is not really a color. You can't really put an electromagnetic frequency to indigo, but he just put it in there because he wanted there to be 7 colors in the spectrum. Visible light is only a very small part of the electromagnetic spectrum. There is microwaves, there is terahertz, there is X-rays, there are gamma rays, there are cosmic radiations of very, very high energy. The yellow is the center of the visible light. Light is electromagnetics. Electromagnetics is the vibrations in space-time. Space-time is what once used to be called ether. The magnetic field changes produces electric field changes, which produces magnetic field changes. These are captured in Maxwell's wave equations. The rate of magnetic field change creates a current. Faraday was trying to replicate the magnetic effect of electric currents backwards. He made a coil and put a magnet in it. And then he expected there to be current in the coil. He just left it there for ages and it didn't happen. So in desperation, he tried to throw the magnet away. And as soon as the magnet moved, the ammeter picked up some current in the coil. The movement of the magnet, the changing magnetic field, produces electric currents. A changing electric field, moving electrons produce magnetic fields. This is electromagnetism. The waves, we see electromagnetics thing as waves, but it's not really waves only. Newton talked about light being made up of balls. So he thought about mirrors as throwing a ball of light at a plane and the ball bouncing off. When Maxwell came along, this was debunked for a while. And then eventually the quantum theories emerged. And I often ask, why did Einstein get his Nobel Prize? He got his Nobel Prize because of applying the quantum theory to optics, because of photoelectric effect. You can only produce electrons out of materials at certain energy levels, EV equals to HF. The voltage attached to an electron produced by a solar cell depends not on the amount of sunlight, but on the frequency of the sunlight. H is Planck's constant, and F is the frequency of the electromagnetic radiation incident. You'll produce lots of energy when you have a hole in the ozone layer because more ultraviolets will get through. Ultraviolets have much more energy than the usual stuff. These days we talk about global warming. Global warming, one of the articles in Onion said, the scientists found the real source of global warming, Big Sun in the middle of the solar system. Yes, it is the source of global warming. There would be global warming and cooling depending on the way our Earth reflects the sunlight. One of the big ice ages started with volcanoes erupting, which blocked out our sun, and the entire climatic system shifted and the amount of sunlight that was coming in reduced. Sunlight is, again, peaks and comes in at different frequencies, reflects off the ground. The radiant color of a star is dependent on its surface temperature. Stefan's constant times the temperature on the surface to the power fourth. This creates the peak in the electromagnetic radiation of the star. The sunlight coming down to ground heats up the Earth's surface and Earth re-radiates. This is called the albedo of the Earth. The electromagnetic radiation going out of the Earth is usually not what it came in as. It is at a much lower frequency because the temperature on average is of the Earth is around 20-something degrees. And this produces thermal infrareds. And these thermal infrareds are captured by water vapor, are captured by clouds, are captured by greenhouse gases, and they get trapped in our Earth's atmospheric and oceanic systems. We could use this more energy better, but we have very little control over the amount of energy that falls on the every square meter every day. It's getting into summer in Tasmania now, so I had my solar cockroach out. The solar cockroach is powered by the sun falling on a little solar cell, transferring the energy. The ozone layer is thinner down here, so a lot more energy comes through in the ultraviolets. The solar cockroach was running wild. So we could harvest a lot of energy from direct sunlight. The electromagnetic soup is everywhere. It's vibrating, the space-time is vibrating with electromagnetics. This broadcast is going out on FM, on frequency modulation, another electromagnetic phenomena. So which frequency are we on? 99.3. So that's in the megahertz. And we are shifting the frequency up and down depending on the pitch of my voice. The frequency reduces, increases. The person who pretty much made FM modulation, before the FM we had AM, we would change the amount of power we were putting out, and that wasn't very efficient. And there are a lot of noises in this area, and the AM band is from what to what? Anyway, doesn't matter. It's lower than FM bands because FM band requires more dynamics in the frequency. So the person who sort of put together FM, Edwin Howard Armstrong, EHA I call him, is Steve Jobs died today. Yeah, is an epitome of how not to get your ego tied into your inventions. He spent most of his life in the early days fighting patent battles. He had the patents. He gave them away to the US Army during the World Wars so that they could use the FM frequency modulation techniques to communicate. He gave them free use of his patents. But the person who invented the valve, which made FM possible, took him to court over the right to use FM because FM was obviously going to supersede AM. And this sort of battle in the early days of producing electromagnetics and putting it on a wire on the air, from the wire to the air, and transmitting it to other receivers of electromagnetics, pretty much ruined Edwin Howard Armstrong's life. He wouldn't compromise and wouldn't admit that he was using somebody else's invention or building on top of them, and they wouldn't give him full credit for FM. So he made millions, then he lost millions, eventually jumped out of a window. Electromagnetics attached to your ego can ruin your life. Then we have had other bigs. We have had the Wi-Fi, and we've moved to modern times, so everybody seems to be attached very much to their phones and their laptops. And am I on wireless here, or are you on a wired connection? I'm on wireless. I'm on 2.4 gigahertz. This is the ISM band, the international, the military And yeah, it's the basically the band where you're allowed to do anything. Even microwave ovens operate in this band. So when you turn on your microwave oven, your Wi-Fi quality degrades a lot. So I am attached to you over the Wi-Fi. And attached to the person I'm the spokesperson for over the Wi-Fi. I'm attached to the rest of the universe through electromagnetics. Wi-Fi started in Hawaii. It was called AlohaNet. Aloha is hello and goodbye. If you turn on your microwave oven, it produces random electromagnetic waves. That was one of the earliest ways of generating electromagnetics. There was the spark gaps, which made all the Marconi's work possible. But in order to produce electromagnetics at high energies, there had to be the magnetron. The magnetron is a chaotic device. It can cook your food, but it cannot be used for radio broadcast. So the magnetron in the microwave puts out energy near the Wi-Fi bands, and a lot of it leaks out of the microwave. It probably is more dangerous to have a microwave oven in your house than to worry about all the wireless electromagnetics being emitted by stations, for mobile stations. If you get a radiation counter, you'll probably see more coming out of the microwave.